Taking No Prisoners At All. Brilliant music from Triforce. Red Lagoon, it's on their new EP. And once again, music on the Jazz Refresh label on tonight's Blueprint. Those guys packed out their EP launch party a few weeks back at Jazz Refresh, and it's part of the label's Fives series. We featured an Ashley Henry EP not so far back as well. It's a new five-track EP, and they are amongst some of the brightest young talent in the UK. A four-piece band featuring keyboardist Dominic Canning, Rico Comolafe on bass, Benjamin Appiah on drums, and for my money, the amazing Mansell Brown on guitar. And these guys are all just 19 years old. And I spoke with Dominic and Rico in the week to find out how they all got together.
Well, I actually came across Mansell in college. We both went to Brit school.
And I met Mansell through Kingsale because I went to the sixth form. He went to the secondary school, but we knew each other through music, like names floating around.
Kingsdale
Foundation School, yeah.
What, down in Dulwich Way?
Yeah, yeah.
That used to be my nemesis, that school. I used to go to a little school around the corner from there, and all the, this was many years ago, right?
But it was a bad school.
All those bad boys used to come around to our school and try and pick on me, so maybe I should take it out of you.
I'm sorry, Chris.
I'm only kidding.
So just by coincidence, me, Rico and Ben met up one day. We were just jamming. And then was like, Mansell, come down, play a tune. And then he never left.
He never left.
I mean, didn't want him to leave.
No, he didn't.
And he just made it. So we were trying to find our sound. And he came and was like, that's our sound.
Yeah, because the first thing we should note is Triforce kind of suggests there's three of you. Is that how you began?
Yeah, and then due to my inability of thinking for new names and being able to count, we just kept it. So
it was too late to change it,
yeah, because by then we were talking to Jazz Refreshed and everything, and it was like, if we change our name now, it's like people are, oh, who's whatever our new name would be.
And Jazz Refreshed is the label that you guys are signed to, right?
Indeed, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a good thing to be able to have someone to put out your music. How long was the EP in the making?
So we announced it, well, I announced it anyway, at like the start of the album when we first started, because I just wanted to get it out there because this is the first year. I'm pretty sure all of us have started to really come out of our musical shell. So I said it from like February, and then we kind of had trouble getting it out there, and then I asked Adam, for the guy who runs Jazz Refreshed, for a night there, and he was like, let's just take it a step further, and then he was like, yeah.
Adam actually came to one of our gigs. It wasn't the best gig.
It was really not the best. It was the worst gig we've ever done.
It had bad equipment and everything, and he was like, no, I love you guys.
But he's seen something in you guys, yeah.
He did.
Somehow.
I mean, did this involve kind of slipping into the Royal Academy late at night and using the studio or the university studio, stuff like that, or your kind of bedroom setup?
No, it was because we're all, well, at university, so we'll all have to go to Middlesex.
Middlesex is the base.
Yeah, Middlesex. Without Middlesex, there will be no Triforce. We'll all go to Middlesex up till like 11 o'clock. After like 11 o'clock, we all just sort of lose it. And then we'll be like hanging off chairs mid rehearsal, and it just, no, nothing would be happening.
Yeah. I've seen you guys live, and you played at Jazz in the Round, and you set things off lovely there.
Thank you.
There was lots to speak how guys of your generation, players of your generation, have kind of played a lot along the lines of these sort of pseudo Dilla beats, Jay Dilla beats, and the whole hip hop producer Jay Dilla influence on hip hop has been much celebrated. But you guys specifically said, we're moving on from that now, we're finding a new sound. Tell us about the thoughts behind your new sound.
Dilla thing, it's great, but I think it's time to like, what, Dilla thing's a little bit like late, it's like
tricky. It's like, it's just time to innovate, which is one of our features from Triforce, one of our main things. It's just like, it's just been done before. You know,
I don't know where the new sound's going, but after Mansell kind of came in, the sound got a little bit more rocky. So it's going to be more heavy. That's for sure.
Is he a permanent fixture of the group now, Mansell?
He is. I mean,
he's a force of nature. That guy.
Yeah, he's 19 years old, and he's special. I mean, for as far as I know, when he was at Brit, he didn't like socialise.
Because I went Brit with him, so we'll be in the canteen, and he's just not in the canteen. He's just locked himself in some room. And
like Hendrix.
Literally, he is living proof that if you put in the time, you get the rewards.
In terms of the new sound, I don't know where the new sound's going. I'm not sure yet. We're very unpredictable.
we're thinking of doing new stuff with lineup, maybe because we play, me and Mansell play other instruments as well, so maybe incorporating that. So you guys never know, you might be, see me playing flute, might see him playing alto, just might see Rico playing triangle, or Ben playing like a table.
I think we've just got the same philosophy as Glasper, really. We're not really trying to make music for musicians. We're trying to make music. At the end of the day, if I'm organising an event with Triforce, I want my friends, because I grew up in Hackney, I want my friends to come down and still be able to relate. As long as they're bopping their head, they're nodding, I know they're engaging. So that's what I'm really going for, just connecting to people that I grew up with, and name it, call it what you want to call it. I don't know, they called it jazz, but we're just doing our thing, really. And just, if we're connecting with people, that's the bottom line. I think that's the aim.
Okay, magic wand, right? You have one choice. Do you have a guest appearance from Roy Hargrove or Skepta?
Oh, that is a hard one, because it's like I think I would say Skepta, because then we would be doing what we would be getting down to, what we want, bringing jazz to a younger audience. Whereas Roy Hargrove, yeah, he's like, he is cool, he's amazing, saw him live, he's a cool guy, but just that whole, because Skepta's, his publicity now is all over the place, everything he's
very won, influential,
like, yeah.
Do you like the sort of way his messages, his music?
Yeah. I mean, he's just very, I mean,
I just moved to Tottenham recently, so like, it's like I have to love Skepta right now. I've just moved to Tottenham, so
yeah. I mean, he is doing well. He done a thing with your bass mentor, Renell Shaw. So I really like his vibe. Like, that's sort of the direction we want to go in, but not as in a grime scene, as in a jazz thing, because we all teach now, isn't it? Just sort of empowering younger children and that.
I know you had a sort of semi-busy summer with, you know, a couple of festivals. You're going to have a residency coming up in early 2017, right? Tell me more.
We have a residency at Spice of Life. That's every 2 months. So our first one begins on January the 19th, and then it goes on every other month. So the next one will be in March sometime. So the first month will be like a jam. Then we'll get a support act. Mainly people from younger backgrounds like ourselves. Just giving them a platform to play.
Who supported us the last time?
That was amazing.
Somo, they're great. Watch
Somo, when we saw him, was like, okay, cool, alright. they're amazing, talented guys.
Spice of Life, that's in Heart of Soho, coming up then in January. You can get to see Triforce, all four of them, plus whoever turns up on the day. You never know what's going to happen on these things. Thank you very much, Dominic and to Rico, for coming in, and check out the EP on Jazz Refresh.
Thank you.